story about a girl I met at school one day doing sandbox.
What's he talking about?
And we toasted our love during milk break. I gave him my cookies. Aww. So we fell out during finger pain. So one day, and that was Monday, and I stepped up to her and I said,
the Jackson 5.
Thank you.
What do you think makes the stage come to real life besides me and Ed Sullivan? Miss Ross, are you sure this is the way Sammy Davis Jr. got started?
Well, most of our girls, they get kind of shy, you know.
Are you shy?
No. Yes, well, it's pretty sunny out here. I like it a little bit better. Well, I like the Beatles and Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and Three Dog Nights.
James Brown and... I say James Brown and Sammy Davis Jr. because I like the kind of things they do, like fast music. Well, I do most of his dancing on stage, and I just like the way Sammy sings. Well, whenever I sing, that's what I really mean, like I'm singing a song. I don't sing it if I don't mean it.
Okay,
we met in Canada, and we had a good time together. Came to the hotel, and we talked a while, and we have a basketball game coming up. I don't know the exact date. I like the Temptations, Three Dog Night, and Staple Singers.
Well, a long time ago, you know, we didn't have any songs out, so we started doing things like James Brown, Temptations, some Supreme things, and other things. So then we started doing our own songs, and we started doing a little different. But I still dance. Yeah, you can teach me a couple of more things.
Yes, that is. We're very happy because we always wanted to go to Las Vegas. And Las Vegas is for, like, older crowds, like grown-ups, so we had to get a different show with older songs, like the Andrew Sisters and the Mills Brothers, stuff like that. But we also did our hits. We're doing concert. We do a different city a day. I don't like traveling that much.
Yeah, we work with the Hollands now, and they're cutting some good things on us.
Do they do this or portions of this album?
Well, Hal Davis and Holland and a guy named Mike also did it. Well, Diana Ross and the Supremes did it one time, and it was a big hit.
Yeah, no wonder. But the words are different, aren't they?
Yeah, some of the words are different. We do a little funky thing in it, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, I read a lot, and
what kind of books do you read?
Like science fiction, or just some of the you know, bestsellers, like A Night to Remember, The Sinking of the Titanic, recording other artists, and going into acting. We get a lot of scripts in, but we haven't found the exact script that we want to use.
Well, I love the play so much. I've seen it 6 times before I even knew I was going to be in it, and I would talk to Diane on the phone. I'd say, you're going to film The Wiz next week, huh? Or next month. And she would say, yeah, next thing I noticed, I was in it. And they called me, asked me, did I want to do it? I said, yeah. So they sent the script. I came up, met everybody.
I do all the time.
Do you?
Well, I shouldn't say all the time, but I get embarrassed easily. And I don't know, sometimes the time I'm most comfortable on stage than any place in the world. Being around, you know, everyday people and stuff, I feel strange. I do.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is wonderful. Thank you again to everybody. I'm really happy. Thank you, Quincy, and thank you for all the promotion people, including Fred D. Mann, and the wonderful fans and disc jockeys. Thank you so much. Wonderful again. I'm really happy. Three really makes me happy. I don't want to make a big speech or anything, because I know Dick Clark, you're going, okay, thank you very much. I really love this. Thank you, Quincy Jones. Thank you, program directors and record buyers and disc jockeys. I love you, and I'm very happy. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah, those, I have to say, those were the good old days. I love those songs. Those were magic moments with all my brothers, including Jermaine. But, you know, those were good songs. I like those songs a lot, but especially I like the new songs.
When something like this happens, you want those who are very dear to you up here with you. I'd like to ask for my sister, LaToya and Janet, please come up. Also, I'd like to thank my mother and father, who were with us all the way. I mean, my mother's very shy. She's like me. She won't come up.
Quincy, do you think, I'm saying you, should I say you and me or you and I at the end? On the first track, could you just let me do Just You and Me right after Dave?
One punch on the basic?
Yeah, just on the first one, on Just You and Me, Better Dave Punch. Sorry, I forgot.
Michael, you
want
to do that again?
Yeah, these girls, sure. First, I'd like to thank God. And I'd like to say thank you for choosing Lionel and myself to write We Are the World. I thank Quincy Jones, and who's the greatest producer to me. And I also like to say, when you leave here, remember the children. Thank you.
I feel rejuvenated, kind of. Because after working on it so long, it's so much work. A lot of people, they're used to just seeing the outcome of work. They never see the side of the work you go through to produce the outcome. And I feel, you know,
rejuvenated and happy.
And education opens a person's mind to the entire world. There is nothing more important than to make sure everyone has the opportunity for an education. To want to learn, to have the capacity to learn, and not to be able to is a tragedy. I am honored to be associated with an evening that says this will never happen. Thank you. I love you all.
I'm glad. I'm so happy to see Quincy again. I was looking for him earlier and he wasn't there. Hi, Rashida. thank you again. I want to thank the entire public. I want to thank everybody who worked on these wonderful projects. I'd like to thank all the children at the Cleveland School in Stockton, California. I love them very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to express my gratitude to those responsible for the American Cinema Awards. I thank David Guest, you're just fantastic. Thank you so much. And final, I thank little Christina and Michael. I love you all. Goodbye.
Goes from place to place causing trouble. Great director. No. Well, that looks kind of trick-or-treat looking.
Halloween, trick-or-treat.
I think this Halloween I'll be, I don't know.
A ghost?
I've never been trick-or-treating.
Good afternoon. I'd like to thank the Pepsi Cola Corporation for sponsoring the Dangerous Tour, which we plan to kick off in June. The only reason I am going on tour is to raise funds for the newly formed Heal the World, an international children's charity that I am spearheading to assist children and the ecology.
Love transcends international boundaries and it heals the wounds of hatred, racial prejudice, bigotry, and ignorance. It is the ultimate truth at the heart of all creation. I would also like to thank God and my mother and father, Catherine and Joseph Jackson. Thank you once again. I love you all.
For decades, the NAACP has stood at the forefront of the struggle for equal justice under the law for all people in our land. They have fought in the lunchrooms of the South, in the hallowed halls of the Supreme Court, and in the boardrooms of corporate America for justice, equality, and the very dignity of all mankind.
I think the next one is always the toughest one because people expect more and more. And no matter how good it is, I go, well, it wasn't as good as, but I liked it, you know, that type of thing. So that's what makes it difficult, because when I did Off the Wall, people always said to me, they would say, you can't top Off the Wall, you just cannot.
To be actively involved in all dimensions of the global multimedia explosion was derived from decades of concert tours throughout the world. During these travels, I heard the heartbeats of millions of fans who shared their hopes, their loves, and their fears, and most importantly, their desire for a better life.
Our children, our friends, and most of all, my mother and father. They're here tonight, my mother and father. You were there to protect us with unselfish love. Because you were there, we are here.
I have joined forces with Prosperity Enterprises Corporation to develop a number of global family-oriented, entertainment-driven themed attractions in Japan. Just blinded me.
It's like you don't write the song writes itself, and it just kind of falls into your lap. It's like you say, gee whiz, did I do this? It was that sort of thing.
Is video the same, or is video more work?
Kind of, I think so. It's a cousin of the same creative, you know, intent, I think.
I've been performing since I was 5 years old, so I haven't had what you've called an ordinary life, but I've been blessed with so many extraordinary opportunities and so many wonderful, wonderful friends all over the world that I wouldn't change a minute of it.
It's a great honor. I'm very happy about it. We work very hard on it, and I'm blessed that the fans accepted it the way they did, and I'm very honored. I really am. I don't take anything for granted. Every time there's a number one album or song, I feel excited as if it's the first one.
Nicoletta Sottili, Rodney Jerkins, I think you're a musical genius, and Teddy Riley. I love you, Quincy Jones. You're amazing. Trudy Green, Howard Kaufman, Suzanne DePass, Tony Jones, Diana Ross, Marlon Brando, Gladys Knight.
And I still do today. So I'd like to say, ladies and gentlemen, I am deeply honored. I love you. I'm deeply honored to present to James Brown this year's Lifetime Achievement Award, and nobody deserves it more than this man.
Hi, welcome to my official website, MJJ Source. First of all, I want to thank my fans all around the world for continuing to show your love and support. Since the launch of MJJ Source, I have been able to communicate with the world through my website to make sure that you always hear the truth directly from me.
It's hard to put it in words because they mean everything. The way you would explain how your children make you feel. I mean, they're the world for me. I mean, I wake up and I'm ready for the day because of them. I give them breakfast, I change diapers. If they want to read, we do a lot of reading. We play hide and seek, we play blindfold, and have a wonderful time with them.
My mother would wake me no matter what time it was. I was sleeping, no matter what I was doing, to watch the television to see the master at work. And when I saw him move, I was mesmerized. I've never seen a performer perform like James Brown. And right then and there, I knew that was exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
And for helping to make my album Thriller, which has sold 104 million albums worldwide, the biggest selling album of all time. And I really appreciate everything. I love you from the bottom of my heart, really. Can I take these off?
My passion for music has never stopped. And for those who don't know, I've been in the studio recording Thriller 25th anniversary album with a lot of surprise guests. It's my hope that Thriller continues to live on for each new generation to discover. So thank you, TF1 and NRJ, for this very special award. It means so much to me to be honored by you. And thank you, the fans. I love you from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, everybody.